Valeu. Apoiei.
Hello and welcome to the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Kingpin, aka Mr. Carry On, and I'm here with Mr. Peter.
Hey guys.
And first off, I want to say it's been a while, but hopefully we can start to do this weekly now that I have a steady schedule. And we're going to start off with the Marvel news that came out like 2 weeks ago. But it was huge. Like, they decided to drop everything just that day. Like, on one day, just drop everything. So I want to start with the Spider-Man stuff, because I have theories about the Spider-Man stuff. So the man that played Dr. Octopus in the Sam Raimi version of Spider-Man is returning as Dr. Octopus in this new third film. So is Jamie Foxx, right? He's the one that played Electro in the Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yes.
And then we saw J. Jonah Jameson being played by J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons. He's the one that played which part?
J. Jonah Jameson.
Oh, okay.
The head of the Bugle. So what I think, like, what they're gonna do to the new Spider-Man 3, it's gonna be like a basically like the multiverse type, like what we saw in Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, it's actually where the multiverse, they just made it Spider-Verse.
Yeah, I think, because since Doctor Strange is going to be in it, I feel like they're going to explain how they are all, like, how all the movies are all, like, it's canon, but, like, they're, like, in different, like, universes.
Yeah, so in order to break canon, they need to make it into a different universe. If they're gonna break canon.
Yeah. But I think like this movie for sure is gonna start like the new phase of like Marvel. How like we understand now there's different like multiverses. How like there's different Spider-Man, there's different like Dr. Octopuses.
Yes.
And then Electros. And There was rumors like a couple of months back that Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield, mm-hmm. that they were going to return.
Cool.
What are your thoughts on that, them returning?
No, you know, they were good.
Do you think they will return?
I don't know, because now everything that's going on with the movie, that with the entertainment industry, I don't know what's happening now with the entertainment area, because now remember the movie theaters are still closed. A lot of them are going bankrupt. So, you know, I don't know what are they thinking. What they, you know, like, because remember there's a lot of movies that are gonna come out like the Spider-Verse, you know, cartoon wise. You know, mm-hmm. so only they need just the voice acting. So I don't know, but you know, if they do decide to come, I think it would be a good thing. You know, they have experience, and they did good.
I feel like if they were to come, it'd be very like small roles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they'd be like a big part of the plot or anything. I don't think so.
But they would bring the nostalgia. You mm-hmm. know the. The people will see them and they'll be like, you know, oh, let's go see the movie because he's there or they're there, you know.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that sometimes you watch a movie just because an actor that you like is there.
Which Spider-Man's your favorite?
I think basically the first one. The first Spider-Man, they knocked it out of the park with that one. I mean, it was really good. They did a really good job with Uncle Ben and everything. The,
yeah.
Everything, the way they did it, it was so, you know, was good. It was true to the comics. It was true to the character. So that's, to me, that's the one that I enjoy the most.
Yeah, because I feel like the new one is like, I'd say like boring. I don't know if it's like we've seen it like a whole bunch of times. Maybe that's why. But I see it as like not interesting. I don't know.
Well, with the new ones, I think they broke the basic, a little bit of the canon on it. Because now Tony Stark is basically the father figure of Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And before it was Uncle Ben, which left the legacy, you know, that hurt, you know, that that he raised them and he imparted that knowledge to Peter, you know, and there was that father missing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like Uncle Ben really is nothing, it's nothing there anymore. But now it's like Iron Man is the father, basically.
Yeah.
You know, Tony Stark's, you know. So it's like they moved a little away from the canon of the...
Yeah, because I feel like they tried not to make it, like, the same thing. Because, like, that's basically what happened with the two versions before. It was just the same story. But they probably wanted to change it up, and they wanted to make it like mix in the same, like make sense in the MCU.
Yeah, but the thing is that the basically the, let's say like the nerds, the people who are into the comics, the people who are into, you know, the fans, the true fans of Marvel or any, you know, of all of them, they are the ones who pay the money. They are the ones who buy the toys. They are the ones who buy 2 or 3 toys at a time, 1 to open, 2 to save and put in the wall. The kids really don't buy this that much. You know, the real money comes from the fans, from the real fans. Now, if you do not please them, if you do not cater to them and give them, you know, what they're used to and the, what they want, they're just not going to support it. And if they don't support it, then there's not going to be money. And then there's not going to be money, they're just going to have a bad film. And it's not really going to do well. So doing something different might not be the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I do understand that they want to change it up a little. But they should stay within the canon of the story and try to stay with it. Make it interesting, change it, you know, do a little bit changes here and there, but stay within it. If you go too far, people are just gonna, they're not gonna buy the toys.
You know? Yeah. I just thought this one was, I don't know what it was missing. It was so like boring. I literally fell asleep on like both of them when I was like watching it in theaters. Like I fell asleep.
And for you, that's strange. You love those movies. For you to fall asleep, that means it was really, really boring.
I felt, I don't know. Like, I felt the same way about, like, Captain Marvel.
Mm. Yes, to me it was the same thing.
Like, it's missing something, I don't know.
It's missing a story. It's missing, you know, a real story.
Like, I actual mean, conflict. Say,
and exactly, it's like the writers were not too concerned with, you know, making a good movie.
Yeah, like it was okay, but
something
just,
was missing. There was, like you said, it's missing something. With Captain Marvel was it could have been a great movie if they would have done a better writing for it.
Mm-hmm.
Give her a little bit of conflict, develop the character, you know, a little more. Don't just throw a character in there and just expect everybody to love it without knowing where they came from, what they suffer, nothing.
Yeah.
We know nothing about them. Same thing with Spider-Man, the last one. You know, about the characters, we don't know much about them. There was no real development. We didn't feel any attachment to it.
Yeah, it was just straight. Like when we saw him first Civil War, it was just he just barely teased about his uncle, right? You just barely teased about it, and then we just swept it off. Just continued on with whatever was going on.
Absolutely right. You were right.
But let's go to our next topic, which is the Loki TV show. What'd you think of the trailer? Because it was like, it was crazy. Like, it was so random. Like, most of the stuff.
Yeah, everything was too random. But I'm very excited for it.
Because
it looks fun. It looks interesting. I personally like Loki. I think it's a character that has a lot of potential.
Because he actually has like different layers like to his character.
Yeah, exactly. And the actor himself, the one who plays Loki,
he's great.
He's good. He's very good at that role. You know, and he's bringing that character, you know, really out there, really nice. So I'm very excited. I would definitely see it. I would definitely, you know, I see that the story and the writing seems to be really good.
Yeah. Like the timeline is basically like what happens from after Endgame.
Endgame, so, exactly. Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, basically Loki steals the Tesseract and leaves, like teleports somewhere else. And like in this trailer we see him like fighting other people, like he's in this other like world or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we see in between of the trailer, we actually saw a Black Widow. But she was like sitting, she was not like face first, she was like looking away, and she was in Volmir, the place that Red Skull was in when she had to sacrifice herself.
Yeah, when they got the Spirit Stone.
Yeah, she was there, like sitting there. But she saw like a comet, so I don't know if that was Loki. So they're teasing something, but for sure. I think this is not in the same universe, because remember how Endgame they explained how because remember they were explaining how, why can't we just go back in time and like kill Thanos when he was a baby?
Paradox.
Yeah, exactly. Like you would just make another timeline.
You just generate, exactly.
Yeah. So basically Loki made another timeline by like taking the Tesseract. Like in 2012.
A parallel universe, basically.
Yeah.
He went into another parallel universe. You know, that everything similar but different.
Yeah. And then right in the end, they teased Thor saving him. So we'll see how that goes. I'm excited.
Well, it looks good. It looks like it has a lot of potential.
Yeah.
I'll definitely be watching that.
And WandaVision. It's coming soon. Coming January 13, I want to say.
They're really getting busy. That's good. They're bringing a lot of shows. They got to compete. They got to compete with HBO Max. They got to compete with all the other streaming services. So they have to bring good stuff.
January 15. But they're coming out with so much stuff. Like, and this is not even including like Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, they have to.
Because they got Boba Fett. They have the Boba Fett TV series that's going to come out. The girl from the Clone Wars. I never seen the Clone Wars, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Ahsoka.
Yeah.
Ahsoka Tano. I mean, she... that's... The movies that they made before, you know, the last three movies that were really bad, you know... They should have focused on somebody like Ahsoka Tano. Mm-hmm. I mean, she is awesome.
They should have done like this instead. Yes,
exactly. She is a character that has been developed, a character that is proven to be, you know, a solid character with a nice history, somebody who has suffered, somebody who earned to be, you know, a Jedi, you know. So, you know, I saw the series, and it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good.
I didn't get to finish it. Well, I didn't even start it.
No, it's gonna be good. I mean, those, you know, it's gonna be good. And also, they have the Ben Kenobi.
Yes, yeah.
They're on plans also. They have other plans.
And there's people that want a Luke Skywalker TV series. Which they all want Sebastian Stan. You know who he is? The guy that played the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, but for Luke Skywalker,
no, he looks exactly like him when he was younger.
Yeah,
no,
that's true. Exactly. But it would have to be after the Return of the Jedi. It has to be when he did the new school, the new Jedi temple. You know that he started a new Jedi.
Oh yeah.
School. Because anything before that is already done in the first movies, in the first trilogy. I mean, and the prequels already explain a lot about Luke. So there's really not much that they can do in between. You know, so it would have to be after Jedi type of thing, after Return of the Jedi.
Okay. Yeah, it'd still be pretty cool. It'd be cool. But back to WandaVision. So yeah. do you understand, like, the... Well, I'll explain the story, like, to whoever's listening. Basically, Wanda is going through, like, Scarlet Witch, basically. Is going through... This... What I think is in... This is in her head. This is all, like, in her head. And she's making, like... her own own world, where
a coping mechanism.
Yeah,
and she's depressed. She lost Vision.
Yeah, from an Infinity War where Vision died, and she's like making this world where like they're married, they had a normal life, they had kids, and then like later on, like it does not like later on, it's not gonna go well. Like she's gonna break. Like sooner or later, she's just like what you said, like she's just suppressing like all everything like that she's going through right now. It's all being suppressed. And there's like little teases that like the kids are like real, because they're in the comic books. They had kids. I forgot the names, but they had teases of like the characters' powers and stuff in the trailers and stuff. So it's gonna be, man, it's gonna be good, especially for me. I like these type of stuff.
Well, we don't really know a lot about the Scarlet Witch, which is a power. I mean, her power are immense.
Yeah. So I feel now they're gonna put her close to her canon, which is like she has the power, like she has like chaos magic.
Yes, I mean, if she's able to actually destroy one of the stones with her power, you know, and these are like indestructible, almost indestructible stones, and I would say that, you know, there is a possibility that the kids becomes real, and all this, because she does have that power.
Yeah.
To create reality, you know. To like a little creative power, so you know we don't know too much yet about the limits of her power. So.
Yeah, and
she's gonna be interesting.
She's gonna be in the Doctor Strange movie.
Nice. That's
so
really nice,
it's gonna be awesome. See what happens.
All and magic.
for sure. She is OP. She's like,
yes, definitely.
I want to see that.
Yeah, and the thing is with WandaVision that they start with that really old-fashioned I Love Lucy type of
Yeah, like it goes from like decade to decade.
Yes, it's so funny and interesting.
So, like Brady Bunch, stuff like that.
It's crazy. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be good.
Yeah.
It's something different. Something we haven't seen before. So.
Yeah, in Marvel, like in general.
Yeah, it's something different. We need something different.
Yeah.
You know.
I was gonna say that. I hope like she actually fixes like Vision. Cause they did, honestly, I think they did him like dirty, like they, like in Infinity War. They made him seem like he's like useless, like just a can of junk. Like they beat him up in like 5 seconds.
It's like, well, he was against Thanos, so.
No, but like not even like before, it was just the children of Thanos, and he got his butt handed to him.
Which is true, because he should have been able, he has, you know, he can pass through things and everything. I mean, they shouldn't have been able to to do so much damage to him.
But it's because in the comic books, that character that stabbed him, it's a special kind of material where it can go through vibranium. But doesn't really explain why, like, he couldn't go through it, where he says himself that he doesn't understand why it went through him, because he was trying to use that power like to go through it, but it didn't work.
Oh.
But
still, I mean.
Yeah, I think those characters were also underrated, the children of Thanos, because they're pretty good in their own right, but they were just they weren't really like part of the story, so they're just.
Yeah, they just made them, you know. Psychics.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't. Because one of them was in the Guardians of the Galaxies, right? One of the children of Thanos?
Was it?
The one that. Oh no, that was one of the. From Captain Marvel, the enemy.
Oh,
I forget the.
The guy with the hammer.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, that guy.
I know who you're talking about. Something with a Q. With a C.
Yeah. Okay, so that... So, yeah, because but, sometimes I'm mixing, you know, like the Children of Thanos with some of the other villains.
Yeah.
You know, but that was a different villain. I remember now.
But, on to our next topic, the Marvel What If series. It's... I think this one's, like, my favorite... Like, I would have wanted this, like, first. But it's basically different versions of the MCU. Like, what if this would happen? Like, what if, like, different, like, elements would change within, like, the MCU? And one of the examples was, what if Peggy Carter? Mm-hmm. What if she became Captain America instead of, like, Steve Rogers? So, like, she became, what's the name? Captain Britain.
Yes.
And she became, like, Captain America and, like, saved the World War II and stuff. And
that's
then
a good
we.
Concept.
Yeah. And then we see, zombies. Like, what if there were zombies? Mm-hmm. And then the superheroes were also zombies. And then we saw, what if, Black Panther was Star-Lord?
Gotcha.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on the Peggy Carter one? Like, what's your thoughts on it?
On
like, what if what if Captain America's girlfriend became like Captain America? Like took his powers.
That would be good. I mean, just the concept itself of the what if thing is that it doesn't have to break canon. Yeah. To do something different, because this is just a what if scenario, and honestly, I actually like it. I would like to see what she could have done. What if, you know, exactly just like the title is, what if, you know, I would like to see that. I think I'm excited for like you said, that this is one of the favorite ones. Because this, they have room to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, they can literally do anything.
Because they are not subject to the canon, because this is a what if. So it gives more room to the creators to do something crazy.
Yeah.
To do something nice.
And this way they can actually use,
anything.
Yeah, and like, it's in the cartoon, the budget's like low, so they can do whatever they want. Also, they have the rights to the Hulk, which they don't. Technically, they don't have the rights in the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
To make their its own movie of the Hulk. Also with Spider-Man, like they'd have the rights to whatever character.
Yes.
So maybe we would see like new characters also that we haven't seen in the MCU.
Oh yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
There's so many characters that can be used. I mean, hundreds.
Yeah.
Of characters that can be used.
The one I actually want to see is the zombie one. It's gonna be cool.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. Cause the comic books also had this, and there was one that what if Deadpool kills everyone.
I heard about that. I did hear about that.
It's a really good story. It's funny too.
Yeah. Well, if it's Deadpool, it has to be funny. You know,
yeah.
He is. He's awesome.
Like just the way he kills like Fantastic Four is like, it's funny.
Oh.
Yeah.
How did he kill the Thing? That would be weird.
I don't remember. It was something stupid.
That's for another.
Yeah, we gotta check that next time. But it was mad funny. And then he ended up killing Invisible Woman too. But
nice.
Yeah, I gotta look up what happens. It was awesome.
That's cool.
But I'm gonna just put some quick things because so they're coming out with Ms. Marvel TV show on Disney Plus. So this is based on a girl basically who's like a fan of superheroes, and I don't really know much about this character, but later on she like develops powers and she calls herself Ms. Marvel.
I heard about that.
She's I think she's Pakistani.
Yeah, I heard about that she becomes Captain Marvel type of thing, you know, like having powers.
Yeah, she has different powers.
Different powers, yeah. But
she calls herself that after Captain Marvel.
That sounds good.
Let's see, next. So there's going to be a Hawkeye TV show.
Yeah, with Hawkeye. And
he's going to be training his daughter, Archer, which is Kate Bishop. Which is the name of the daughter.
Which is going to basically to be taking over the...
The mantle. She's going to be like... She's her own character.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But yeah, but still, it's going to be...
Taking
over him. Regardless. Yeah. Even, you know. Doesn't have to be the same name or anything like that. But still the same skills.
Yeah, they actually... Maybe a little more. They actually started filming and... in Williamsburg, around here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. They were filming by the subway and stuff.
That's cool.
This is going to be cool to see. Next, we got... let's see. I don't know this actor. It's Tatiana Maslany. She's going to be playing She-Hulk in the new TV series. And... They confirmed that the guy that played Abomination, he's going to be in it. And then...
The original Abomination?
From the Incredible Hulk.
Incredible Hulk, yeah.
And then...
He's cool. He's really... Yeah, he's a great actor. Mm-hmm. He's a really good actor.
But...
So...
It's going to be weird because he's like... Isn't he still Abomination? Unless they find a way to like... Cure him, I guess.
I think there is a way because... His is, you know, I think it was injected.
Yeah, but it doesn't turn off. Technically, well, in the comic books, it doesn't turn off like the Hulk does.
True. Yeah, because the Hulk wasn't really injected with thing. It was with the gamma rays and everything. But Abomination was actually injected the blood of the Hulk. You know, from that serum. So basically, I mean, in theory, if you wanna go, you know, like in theory that they can use, is like it wears out. You know, after, or it could be corrected. But the Hulk, you can't, because this is something in their DNA that is already like...
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, because it's the gamma ray mutated him. This is not a mutation. This is just an injection.
Yeah.
You know, so they could use that as an idea.
And I think in the comic books, they're related, right? She-Hulk and Hulk. I think they're like cousins.
Yes, I remember something like that. Yes.
I think they're cousins. But the Hulk is also going to be returning. And like what I want to see in this show is I want to see Thunderbolt Ross. I want to see him as the Red Hulk that he becomes in the comic books.
And that would be cool.
Like the Red Hulk has like different powers, so he absorbs energy, but it's like he's like a tank. Like if he overheats, he starts to like wear down, but when he's like at his like most powerful, he actually overheats, like literally, like he's like on fire. And at least like he has like a different, like I like that it has a different like type of power than like the Hulk.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
so that would be good to see that too.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. And I just hope like I hope like the Universal will give him the rights to that. I don't know what the deal is with that character. I don't know if they can do that. Put him into other movies.
And this is all coming up in on Disney Plus, right?
Yeah. And I think they have the right to, because it's a TV show, not a movie.
Yeah, the lawyers will handle all that. And
yeah.
And if it is to make money, Disney will pay.
Yeah.
For sure, they will pay. You know, just to have the use of it for that particular movie or something, you know, or show.
Yeah. But so they got we get Captain Marvel 2 is confirmed. I think by the same director.
Yeah, but I heard that she's not going to be the same Captain Marvel.
Oh, yeah?
That is going to be replaced by somebody, another actress. I think it's going to be, if I'm not mistaken, it's going to be Afro-American. You know, because
if she's I'm not mistaken, too many problems.
It's a lot of problems. And not only that, I think in the comics, one of the Captain Marvels was African American, and you know, and people were asking for that. They wanted, you know, Captain Marvel to be that. So right now, that's what I've been hearing, that the Brie Larson was not gonna really be Captain Marvel for the next Marvel. But it could be. I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
Yeah, we'll see.
I've been hearing a lot of news saying that she's out, you know? Because she's not pulling the audience.
She's not a great actor either.
Disney and Time Warner, all of them, this is about money.
Yeah.
If you don't bring the money, they don't need you. You know, and that's something that you know about, because about wrestling. You know, if a wrestler doesn't bring the audience, they're going to replace them. And Brie Larson is not bringing the audience.
Yeah.
So
she's not even a good actor.
No, not really, no.
It's like deadpan, like it's like no flat facial expression, nothing.
It's like a flat actress, you know, in the sense of acting.
Yeah,
there's no passion.
And so we can move on to our next topic. It's do you know anything about Moon Knight?
No,
I don't know much about it, but it's gonna be on Disney Plus. I know it's a darker character than what we're like used to, so it's gonna be nice to see what they actually do with it. But it reminds me of Daredevil, like the one that was on Netflix, and the Punisher, Jessica Jones.
And this is a Marvel character?
What? Moon Knight?
Moon Knight.
Yeah. But, like, I hope, like, Daredevil, I hope, like, they bring it back to Disney Plus at least. And maybe they can put him in the movies, because he was a good actor, too. The guy that played Daredevil.
Yeah.
Like, he was fantastic. So was Kingpin. He was like the best.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, we're searching up who Moon Knight is.
That's what I'm searching out too, to make sure. Oh, okay, I see it. Oh yeah, I've seen this character before. Oh, he looks cool.
Yeah, it's a more darker character.
Than Daredevil, basically. I mean, if you really want to think about it, I mean, like, it looks more mysterious, it looks more, you know.
People want Keanu Reeves to play him. But then again, they want Keanu Reeves to play everything.
Yeah, he should have almost everything. You know? He's too busy now with The Matrix, with John Wick, with
Ted,
with a lot of other stuff, you know?
Yeah.
He's going to be busy for a while. I don't think he's going to do it.
Depends on the paycheck.
And he might actually... I think, if I'm not mistaken, they wanted him also for Star Wars.
Yeah. You
know, they actually... There were some concept art of him, you know, with the lightsaber and everything. And a lot of people were asking for him to be part of the Star Wars universe, but he's busy enough right now.
Yeah. Imagine him as the Punisher. But I think it'd be
He's too skinny.
Yeah, that too. He'd be playing the same person as John Wick.
Yeah, kind of. You know, for John Wick it's a little more different, but the Punisher, you know, it needs to be a little more bulky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, to show that force.
The guy they had before was perfect. John Bernthal, the one that was in Daredevil.
Yes.
He was perfect.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good Punisher.
I just hope they bring them back somehow. Like, make him canon, like, put him back, put him in Disney Plus, and then bring him in the movies. Because they're, like, perfect actors. They're really good actors.
Yeah, I think the one character that are more, you know, for the are more mystical, you know, more Punisher is more of a anti-hero, so
yeah,
more too bloody.
But it'd be awesome to see him like with
I don't think Disney Plus is gonna put him in there.
Yeah,
they
I guess.
Put Deadpool in there. Yeah, so yeah, because
they've put worse.
Not in Disney Plus.
Yeah.
They try to keep everything PG-13.
There's bloody scenes though, like some movies.
Yeah, but they're still within the PG-13.
yeah.
But everything that Punisher does is rated R.
Yeah.
And everything Deadpool does is rated R. You know. Because if Deadpool was PG-13, nobody would see it. Everybody.
They put it for the PG-13, but that was after the rated R one.
Yeah, but you know everything that they had to cut.
Yeah.
Everything's too much, you know. I mean, those movies are not meant for kids. I mean, they're for the fans, for the older fans, the ones that paid the money. You know.
But next on our topics, we have Doctor Strange. It's gonna be called the sequel, right? The sequel, the next one. It's gonna be called Multiverse of Madness, and it's gonna be directed by Sam Raimi, the guy that directed the first Spider-Man, the 2000.
The good one.
The good Spider-Man. Because he's known to do some scary movies too, so.
Oh, that's good. You need some element of that, and.
Yeah, they say that it's gonna be a scary, like, type of movie in this this version of Doctor Strange.
Well, with the things that Doctor Strange has to deal with, it has to be a little bit scary.
Yeah, like demons, deals with demons, everything.
Exactly. So that's the way it should be. I mean, keep it, you know, that kids can watch. But yeah, it's gonna be a little mysterious.
Man, mm-hmm. But my other favorite TV show that's gonna be coming out, Secret Invasion. So basically, it's gonna be based on the Skrull. How we see them in invading the world, because the Skrull can appear as anybody, literally.
Yes, they can shapeshift.
And this is what I was literally pitching you, just like months ago. Like, this was gonna happen. And you see, I'm right. I was right. Samuel Jackson is gonna be in it.
He's in everything. He's in every movie.
Have you seen every movie? I don't see. But, and Ben Mendelsohn, the guy that was playing the Skrull in the Captain Marvel one, the leader. Yes. Of the Skrull that was playing, that he was from Captain Marvel.
Yes.
He's gonna be in it, and then.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome to see like how they.
The story behind.
Yeah. I hope they actually make it a big story, because like it's a big deal. Like.
It's a huge war that they had.
Yeah.
This is a, you know. It's a galactic war. I mean, this is not.
Yeah, but I feel thing. Like because they made it like into a TV show, I feel like they're gonna downgrade it somehow.
Well, definitely. I mean,
like, I want to see this like as the actual like the next boss that Avengers have to fight, like the next big boss that they have to fight. Because like
that'd be cool.
They actually have a potential like. They can be like the president. They can be like literally anybody.
You can take over anything.
Yeah. But it
could be you right there. You could be one of those.
I could be a Skrull. But the next one is Ironheart, which I think it's about I think it's about his Iron Man's daughter, how she becomes like Iron Man.
So basically, okay, let me not get into into that, because you don't notice a pattern to this?
They're kids.
Not only kids, but they're all girls. The daughter of Hawkeye.
I mean, because like the first three faces, they were all guys, so it's only fair.
Yeah, but mix it up a little. But now it's the daughter of Captain Iron Man. I mean, okay, fine. I'm not.
They were teasing a female Avengers in Endgame.
Yeah, but people are not gonna pay for it. That's the thing. They are not gonna go for it.
Yeah, I think for it, like if it was like actual like all female Avengers, I don't think it would draw as much.
Yeah, if they develop the characters well, if they do the right thing with each character. With their own movie and make them make a good character, and then put them together, everybody will see it. It will be a next, you know, just like the Avengers. But just to throw them in there, just because they're females, just for that reason alone.
Hey, we're girls.
Exactly. It's gonna fail. It happened before. It happened with other movies. I don't want to get into all the other movies. Every single one of them has failed. Every one. Not even one have done right. You know, when they recast everybody as females.
Yeah.
everything has failed. But it's because they don't develop the characters.
Ocean's, I don't remember what number. Ocean's
9 or something. Or
it was All Girls.
All Girls that flopped. Failed.
Charlie's Angels.
Failed because they wanted to go walk on it. They too much empowerment. The Ghostbusters, mm-hmm. you know, which you have something in the back, but it's the old one. but, you know, they did the same thing and it failed. It's just, and I don't mind it at all, at all. I would love to see more female-led movies like that, but develop the character.
It's just...
make a good writing to it. Make
yeah. It it's just the reasoning should be different.
Yeah.
Like, the reason to make these women movies is not for their like, biased reasoning. It should be, like, to actually make a movie, make a story.
Yeah, give them a weakness. Give them that they are humans. Give them that they have to struggle for something, and they become just like the... Just like the male counterparts, they have to go through a lot to become the heroes they are now. Yep. But just to throw somebody and say, poof, OP, that's it. She's OP, that's it. She can beat every single man that there is. You know, it doesn't really sell. Yeah. And like I said before, I'm not against it. Just write something good. Develop the character, that's all, and I will watch it. I personally will watch it if you do a good job at it.
Yeah,
just don't do it just for the sake of, you know, checking a box of having a female led movie.
But what do you think of Young Avengers? Because I can see them doing it, because they have a whole collection of young, like, superheroes. They got Spider-Man, they got Ms. Marvel that's gonna come out. She-Hulk, I think she's gonna be pretty young in this one. They got the Iron Man's daughter. Hawkeye's daughter, and yeah, it's gonna be a whole roster.
Nice.
And Ant-Man's daughter,
yeah,
it's gonna be a whole roster.
Again, daughter. You know,
hey, that
nobody's having sons anymore.
It's not their fault. They had mostly women on in their genes.
See the pattern. You see the pattern here. You know, but it's okay. It's okay. That's gonna end. You know, eventually.
Yeah, right. I don't see any. My God.
Oh, there you go. You see, you're thinking about it, right?
There's no male. There's no male kids except Spider-Man.
Yeah. Nobody's. Dude, like I said before, it's fine. It's great. If they want to do it like that, great. But do a good job at it. Do a good movie.
Am I really missing somebody? Or
you know, if they do something good, hey, they'll have success. If they do good writing, they'll have success. But if they just want to make a political point, they're going to fail just like the other ones failed.
Yeah.
But that would be good, the Young Avengers.
Yeah. It'd
be something different. Yeah, something more for the younger viewers, you know. It's not going to be really a big hit with the adults, you know, like.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You can't really relate to.
Yeah, I
to
guess young you're right.
Avengers, you know.
They could put it on Disney Plus, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. Like Teen Titans type of thing, you know, like. So basically, Young Avengers would be kind of the same.
Yeah.
You know, thing. But that would be good.
Yeah, for sure. And then our next topic, there's going to be another TV show on Disney Plus. It's called Armor Wars. So basically, this is basically War Machine's TV show. But we see how.
He's going to have a daughter, right?
No,
basically,
people are trying to steal Iron Man's technology, and he's gonna be like fighting back and stuff like that. Like, his whole conflict is like him making sure the Iron Man technology goes to the right hands and stuff.
Definitely, yeah, because imagine a whole war of using the technology from Iron Man.
Yeah.
That would destroy the world. You know, that would be the ultimate army.
Yeah. You know, and then that, what are they called? That group that starts with an M. Is it the Mandarin?
No, I don't remember the name. But, you know, War Machine, you know, it's good to have something new with him, too.
He's a good actor, too, actually.
Yeah. No, he's great. Yeah. He's good. I see him in all the movies, too, and he does a great job. You know, but it's also good to get that character, a little more information about him.
Yeah.
You know, about him by himself, in other words.
Yeah.
You know,
he's going to be carrying this TV show.
You know, a little bit of, you know, what he goes through in his life, you know, as a military, you know.
And then we're going to get a Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special.
Okay, that would be cool.
Then James Gunn was explaining how, like, he saw the Star Wars one.
Yeah.
And, like, he...
Don't tell me the old... holiday special in the back in the days.
Yeah.
The worst thing ever created in history. And
that's what he thought of.
Yeah, I hope not. I hope they don't... That Star Wars holiday special has remained in history as the worst thing that has ever happened in ever. Ever. You know, that thing is horrible. You know, and you have to know, I lived through that. I was there when it was shown for the first time.
It was like on TV or what?
On TV. It was a show, you know, it was a thing. And you know how many people, everybody went home that night.
Oh, no.
Waiting for that show. Everybody, like, they were so excited. Everybody's like, yo, we gotta see it, we gotta see it. Everybody, you know, instead of playing basketball, everybody ran home because they wanted to see that, because they were so excited for it.
Oh, man.
And then we saw it. And we cried and cried. And we were like, no, this cannot be. This cannot be, you know. And then there was silence in the whole neighborhood, you know. There was nobody, you know. Everybody turned off the lights and everything.
It was didn't like any of that.
This was horrible, you know.
Oh,
and I saw the whole thing. And I cannot believe they actually allowed this to happen. You know. So Guardians of the Galaxy, they better not do that.
No, they won't.
Just do a good one.
He's a good director, so I doubt he'll do anything wrong. But he said he's gonna be what's it called? He's gonna be what is it called when you do scenes?
Sketches?
No, production, I guess. He's gonna be what?
The producer?
No, he's like they're all filming.
Filming.
I don't know why that passed me by. they're gonna be filming like that while they film Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Nice.
So they're gonna do it like in between shots. So it's gonna be cool to see like what happens, if it's connected or like if they're just like having fun or.
Is the Green Girl gonna be back?
Yeah, so the third one, the third Guardians of the Galaxy, she's back, but she's the 2000. When did the first Guardians of the Galaxy come out? I think 11, right? 2011.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
It's that version of her.
Oh, okay.
So, Star-Lord has to first find her because she ran away, and then basically have her fall in love with him again.
Okay, gotcha. So it's like the one that okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, so it's a cool concept, and yeah, I'm gonna be excited to see that one. And then another TV show on Disney Plus is I Am Groot.
That would be so funny.
Yeah, And Vin Diesel is going to be in it, obviously. But
yeah, those lines are hard.
But at least, jeez, you know how much he's being paid for this crap, and all he says is "I'm Groot."
Yeah, over and over and over. Jeez. And over. He could actually record it once,
and then
they can just edit it. You know, change it with the with the audio, and just, you know, give it different tones and stuff.
Well, at least they give him like the most work they can give him, because he also does it to other languages. He says "I am Groot" in like other different languages.
I thought "I am Groot" is a language.
No, I mean like Spanish.
I am Groot.
Yo soy Groot.
Yo soy Groot. Okay, but come on, you know.
Or like Portuguese and stuff. And then
so you only have to do the "I am."
That's but I heard he actually gets like lines, like actual lines of what he's actually saying. And he has to say "I am Groot," like as that, like what he's trying to say.
Yes.
Which no, is, definitely. That's pretty cool.
That's interesting. That's interesting. But also, I mean, it'll be fun too, because Groot, supposedly, he's really powerful. He has a lot of, you know, talents and a lot of different powers that he can use, you know. So it'll be good to see him using different abilities.
I think it's gonna be like more comedy, less of like serious.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's still something new, something different.
And then, is this my last one? No.
So it's time to renew your Disney Plus now.
I still have it.
I can't renew mine.
My Ariel uses it, so I can't cancel it.
Once it's finished, once all this stuff comes out, I'll renew my membership.
Yeah, but we got Christian Bale is gonna be in the MCU. He's gonna be in Thor number 4 as Gore the God Butcher. I know this is a darker character, yeah. And I guess he's gonna be like the new bad guy of Thor number 4. And then we're gonna see Thor
gonna be a female this time?
Yeah, we're gonna see her also. So
this is the daughter of Thor?
No, this is the lover. This is Thor's lover.
It's funny. But that's cool.
But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens with that one. And then we get confirmed for, is this the third installment of Ant-Man? It's gonna be called Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania, and it's been confirmed that Kang the Conqueror is gonna be in it.
Oh, nice.
So hold on, Kang the Conqueror.
That guy. Okay, cool.
Basically, if for those of you who don't know, he's from the future, and then he basically like takes over the world, but then like either like the resources have gone or like things have gone wrong, so he comes back in time to try to fix it, but then the superheroes are in the way of that, so it'd be I didn't want him to be in this, like I wanted him to be the next like mini boss man that the Avengers are gonna face, but I guess I'll take it.
Well, that'll be cool. I mean, somebody different for a different enemy.
But I wanted him to be like in the Avengers, like they did Ultron, but like dirty also. I just want to say
that's true. Ultron could have been so much.
Yeah.
You know, and he was so much in the comics.
Yeah.
You know, but you know they had to keep it under two hours and a half, and
damn it,
they can't do much. You know. They could have done a two-part things, but it would be too much. They had to do it.
You know, no, it'd be
they
so.
Had to keep it small.
It's because they had so much on their plate. They decide to put everything on that movie. Like, let's tell them that there's Infinity Stones. But wait, we're doing a big bad guy. We gotta solve that also.
Exactly. So they were rushing. They were rushing to make money.
Yeah. And then our last two topics. So the first one, we get Falcon and Winter Soldier.
That looks nice.
So basically we see Falcon taking the mantle as Captain America. But people, I guess, don't like that he took the mantle. And then later on we see that the government decides to make their own Captain America. And then obviously, like, the government, like, has their own different agenda. Mm-hmm. And then we see how Falcon and Winter Soldier coexist, and they have to fight this
new
wannabe Captain America. And then
so they turn evil.
Yeah, and then Falcon actually, like, we see Falcon struggling, like, to, like, do I even deserve this mantle and stuff like that. But
gotcha.
Well, what are your thoughts on it?
It's everything sounds good. Everything sounds like a good concept. You know, now that Captain America is out of the picture, basically, and also Iron Man is out of the picture, basically, so they need to move the movies forward. And this is good. This is good. This is really two good characters, the Falcon and, you know, the Winter Soldier, and they work really well together. So I think it's going to be good. And this that concept of having another Captain America or a clone or whatever it is, and then turn to be bad, you know, it's good. It's good that, you know, to have that type of enemy, you know, for them. So I think it's going to be fun.
Not to mention Baron Zemo is going to be returning.
Cool.
From the guy that was the bad guy that was in Civil War.
Nice.
So it's going to be, hopefully he's more true to his character, because it wasn't really true to his character what they portrayed him as in Civil War.
Exactly.
But
it sounds like it's going to be a very, very nice movie. Is it going to be a movie or is it going to be a
TV show? Series? Yeah.
Wow, everything's gonna be TV shows.
Yeah.
Well, they have the movies are.
But it's gonna be cool that, like, to see them, like, as a series, and then see them back on the big screen is gonna be, like, cool to see.
Yeah. So basically, the future now is it's on TV, not on the big screen.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately.
Well, now it is. Yeah.
For now, it's gonna be for a little while.
Yeah.
Until everything goes back to normal.
Yep.
Or the new normal. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever that is.
Yes.
But, and finally, we are confirmed for Fantastic Four. And then it's going to be directed by John Watts, which is the guy that directed both Spider-Mans, the recent ones, Far From Home and Homecoming.
Good.
So
as long as they don't make the same mistake as the last Fantastic Four, they're gonna be okay.
Yeah.
Anything besides that is gonna be good.
I think it's in good hands, so I hope they do it good. I just hope it's not basic, like plain and dry.
Yeah.
I don't know about this director. We'll see.
You never know. He might do a good job. You know. Hopefully they let him be creative with it, and, you know, but you have to try to keep it within the canon also, you know, the relationships between the characters and everything.
Yeah.
You know, not to go like the last film that everybody was from, I mean, there was no relationship between them. It was basically, you know, just through characters.
They just got put together.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense. And that's why it failed horribly. very, very bad.
Yeah.
You know, so they actually want to actually remove it from history, basically, because that's how bad it is, you know?
Yeah. And then people want, you know who John Krasinski? Krasinski? Do you know who he is?
Nah.
He was in the A Quiet Place.
Oh, wishing the dad?
Yeah.
Oh, he's good. He's
and the
great
mom.
Actor.
They want him to play Mr. Fantastic, and the girl to play Invisible Woman.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at him. I know him. I mean, not personally, but I know who he is. You know.
That'd be awesome. They're actually married, so like, chemistry will be perfect. And then yeah, I think Marvel will do it.
Yeah, he would be great for that.
Yeah, and then put her as Invisible Woman. There you go.
He's from the
The Office
sitcom, right? The Office. Yes. Yeah,
that's,
he looks so different now, though.
That's before he got big.
Yeah. He looks so different now with, you know,
yeah,
with the beard
completely.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Before he looked like a little kid, or you know, now he looks like a man now. But
yeah,
that's good. That's very, very good.
But it's gonna be awesome to see. Like, I actually want to see them like interact with the Skrulls and stuff. And yeah, I just hope Marvel does them justice.
Mm.
So
I hope so too.
Yeah.
No, he's a very good actor. Very good actor.
Yeah, for sure.
The Jack Ryan, 13th Hour.
Yeah, yeah,
Quiet
he's really
Place.
Good.
He has a lot of good movies under his belt. So I hope they use them right, you know?
Yeah. And that is the last of all the news, and that took an hour.
So,
this is going to be a lot of stuff
Disney
we got
Plus.
To review.
Yes.
It's gonna keep us busy.
So next week we're gonna be reviewing movies, right?
Yeah, so next week we're gonna be watching Wonder Woman 1984 and then Tenet, which is I'm more excited to see Tenet than Wonder Woman. I was gonna initially say like Soul, but
I will give a really good a real review.
A true one. We're not gonna get paid by any of them.
Exactly. Yeah, the company, the studios are not paying.
They're not gonna be paying
good
us.
Things or bad things. You know.
Imagine what, like, years later, we're gonna get sponsored by them, and then they read this, they hear this.
It's like, you said you wasn't gonna do. Like, well, the sponsors, you know.
It's the money. It's the money.
This should never happen, you know. The truth. Yeah.
The
your audience trust you, you have to tell them the truth.
Yeah.
If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and that is all the time we have for today. Thank you guys for listening and watching. I'll try to put this on YouTube, cut them into videos, but it's pretty long. Maybe the next week's. But thank you guys for listening. Be sure to like, share, subscribe on YouTube. Make sure to give us a listen on Spotify, anywhere you find your podcasts. And we'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for listening. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Take care.
Bye, buddy. Okay. Bye, buddy.